What you're going to do is we're going to pick one of the habits that you have, and we are basically just going to tease it apart and pull out all the little things. So what I want you to do is think of the first bad habit that you would like to change. And as we tap, that's the habit that you're going to think about. And when I talk about secondary benefits, I want you to just kind of have in your mind all of the secondary benefits that you are gaining from when you do this behavior. So I really recommend, you know, filling out the worksheet first and then looking through it just to refresh your memory before we jump into the tapping. The goal with this tapping is simply to loosen our grip on this habit and the ways that it makes us feel good, the ways that it's meeting our needs. And that's what we're gonna do here. We're just gonna tease it apart and relax it a little bit. It will help you to let go of these behaviors that are not feeling good anymore. And I think as you go through this worksheet and you tap on this a couple of times, you'll really be amazed at the way that you're able to just disconnect from these old ways of being that are not serving you anymore. This is a biggie, so drink your water. Okay, we're gonna start on the karate chop point this time. We're just gonna settle into this concept. We're gonna start thinking about this habit you wanna change. We're gonna start thinking about the secondary benefits and the ways that this habit or routine feeds that old self, that old person, that old little snake skin that you wanna wriggle on out of. So that's what we're gonna do while we're tapping on this karate chop point. Okay, here we go. Even though I have this old habit that I want to change, and even though I have some resistance to changing it, I deeply and completely love and accept and forgive myself. Even though there are lots of ways in which this habit makes me feel good, and they are called secondary benefits, I accept myself anyway. And even though these benefits have been running my life for a mighty long time, I am ready to let go of them now. And I'm ready to let go of any anger I feel or any resentment I feel or any sadness I feel about these benefits. It's okay that I did this for such a long time. I didn't know any better. But now that I know better, I can do better. And that's what I'm ready for. So even though I've been doing this for a long time, I accept myself as I am. I love myself right now. And I forgive myself always. Yep. It's a good one. Okay. Let's get started on the top of the head. Even though I have this old habit, and it's something I've been doing for a really long time, it's okay. I am willing to let myself off the hook. I am willing to forgive myself. I am willing to forgive myself for self-sabotage. I am willing to let go of this subconscious programming. I am willing to tap dance into a new paradigm. Because even though I've been doing this thing for a long time, the reason I did it is because it helped me meet my needs. And of course, when something meets your needs, you are going to keep doing it unless you can come up with new ways to get those needs met. So it's not my fault that I've been doing this. It makes perfect sense that I was doing this. But now I'm ready to let it go. Because I want to be my biggest, brightest, boldest self. And in order to do that, I need to let go of some shit. So I'm willing to let go of this old behavior. I am willing to let it slip out of my grasp. And I am willing to have my needs met in new ways. Ways that make me feel good afterwards. Ways that make me feel proud of myself. Ways that bolster my self-esteem and make me feel good every day. So even though I've been doing this for a really long time, I don't blame myself. I deeply and completely love and accept and forgive myself for being exactly where I am, because it led me to this point where I am on the precipice of some new understanding, and I'm so ready to jump off that cliff and start doing things differently, meet my needs in positive ways, and live every day in a conscious manner and feel really fucking good. Okay, deep breath in and out. You did so well. I'm super proud of you. So I want you to come back to this tapping and use it for all of these habits or routines that you want to change. And I know that might feel like a lot of work, but this is a really good way of just untangling yourself from these things you've been doing for such a long time that are not serving you, that are not getting you to a better place. And that's what this is really about. We want to step away from the things that are holding us back, move away from the subconscious programming that's been running our lives for so long, so that we can feel free to make new choices, free to do things differently, and free to create those new neural pathways where we can make these decisions that will empower us and embolden us and make us feel really good about ourselves and really proud of who we are. So that's it from me this month. I know it's a lot, but I have absolute faith in you that you can do this. And I would love for you to come back throughout the month and just let us know how it's going for you, how you